proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Brott, and it's my delight to be with you today. Before we begin our lesson, let me just take a moment to thank each of you for listening to this program on a regular basis. I also want to thank each radio station and media outlet that has been airing our program through the years. If this program has been a blessing to you, please feel free to tell a friend. If you'd like to hear this program or any of our other archive programs, you may do so by going to ibjm.org, and I pray that you will be blessed. Now then, let's continue with today's program, which is another Hebrew Nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. Let's begin with a little road trip to the southern part of Israel in the arid region by the Dead Sea to the oasis of En Gedi. Now, whenever I think of En Gedi, this is where David hid from Saul, I like to think of this verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thus begins the grand and majestic Psalm 91. The Hebrew word translated as dwelleth is yoshev. Yoshev literally means to sit, but it also means to dwell, since we sit in our houses that we dwell or live in. Before the state of Israel became a nation on May 14th of 1948, it was known as the Ha-Yeshuv, literally the settlement, from the same Hebrew root. So we see the idea of settling down is to live permanently. This root is also in the Hebrew word yeshiva, which is a Jewish school that focuses on the study of traditional religious texts, primarily the Talmud and the Torah. So, in Psalm chapter 91, the dwelling that the writer speaks of is a permanent place to live and to learn. This verse is a great example of the parallelism in Hebrew poetry, which is easily defined as a balanced repetition. Often, the parallelism is evident even in the translation, as in the case with Psalm 91, verse 1. The second part of the idea of this verse begins with the phrase, shall abide. The English word abide is translated from the Hebrew, yitlonam. The Hebrew word is lin, which is derived from malon, which is the same word for hotel. So we see the parallel ideas of dwelling and abiding. The next part of the verse is a bit harder to comprehend. What is the secret place of the Most High? Well, the parallelism defines it as under the shadow of the Almighty. This is from the Hebrew word betzel shaddai, literally in the shadow of Shaddai, the Almighty. Translating prepositions between Hebrew and English is always very tricky, so we won't focus on that. But Shaddai, the Hebrew word that we talked about, is one of God's names and occurs 62 times in the Tanakh, with 48 of those being translated as the Almighty in the King James. Now the word sel means shadow. The theological workbook of the Old Testament says, in a positive sense, shadow conveys the idea of shade, protection, and defense. Shade, even that of a boulder, gives some relief from the heat of the day. God is the shade or the source of protection for his people. Therefore, the psalmist prays that God may hide him under the shadow of his wings. Of course, this phrase is mentioned several times in the book of Psalms. Now, the pillar of cloud, according to Exodus 13, verse 21, that Israel followed out of Egypt provided them both shade from the sun and protection from the Egyptians. The phrase, in the secret, is translated from beshter. The root seter means to hide. This root is in Esther's Persian name, Esther. Remember that Mordecai commanded her to keep her Jewish identity hidden, so there's the parallelism there. Putting it all together, it seems to me that the secret place with God is the place of God's protection and leading, in the place of God's fellowship with him and resting in his will for our life. Are you living in the secret place with God? It is good to rest completely in God's will for your life. Perhaps you may know of someone who taught by example that the path to the secret place with God was through the Word of God and prayer. As we think of that heritage, let us dedicate ourselves anew to the study of the Word of God and spend time with God in the secret place in prayer. Now, this has been another Hebrew Nugget that's been provided by Jackie Powell. And again, as I mentioned before, if you'd like to hear this program again or listen to any of our other archive programs related to Israel and the Jewish people, you may do so by visiting us at ibjm.org. And also, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.